Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we're live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. We're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're also brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, we're heading over to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. We're heading over to the Ray Snell Sports Line, and we're welcoming to the program Joe Niehaus, who is the head coach of East Jackson football. Coach, thanks for being a part of the show today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about where East Jackson football is. We'll kind of just briefly go over previous years, but let's talk about where East Jackson football is right now. I mean, have you guys even started practicing yet?
Oh, we've been doing our summer workouts, some 7-on-7s. We've done a few helmeted practices with other schools, a few helmeted practices of our own. We've been doing some things. It's all unofficial and voluntary up to this point.
Right, right. Which, you know, I guess kind of drives me crazy about those types of regulations. I mean, I remember back in the day, we were sweating and out in the hottest days of summer getting ready for football. Seemed like 2 months ahead of time, and that's been limited for a while now. But you're creative with it, and you're getting the kids and the team together the best that you can. How do you feel about what you're seeing with your squad right now?
I feel as confident in a team that at East Jackson that I have in my 3 years there. Okay. There's been a lot of buy-in this off season, getting good numbers in our weight room. We've had a really, really, really good 7-on-7 schedule, and we've competed with some great programs. So I'm feeling very confident going into the season.
That's great to hear. And just covering what we covered last year, and I forget which game it was. What I loved about your team, and let's be honest, you didn't have a great record last year, but what I loved seeing about your team is even when they were down, there was no quit. Your guys never stopped, and they were fighting and fighting every down, every quarter, and you could just see it. You could just see it. When other teams in your situation would just give up, your guys never quit. I loved seeing that on the field.
You know, that's something that we've made a big point of emphasis since I've taken over. Just being a coach in the area, playing in the area, that's something that was addressed as soon as we got in. You know, when things go bad, we can't give up. We're going to fight until the very end, and good things will start happening when you fight until the very end. So
right, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the last couple years, the wins have been tough to come by. But after seeing that on the field last year, East Jackson is on an uptick, and you've got to feel good about the future of your program.
I feel great about it, actually. Last year we took a lot of lumps last year, but we knew going into the year we would be young. We played a lot of sophomores, mm-hmm. and most of our starters were juniors. We only graduated two seniors that really were key contributors. So the majority, 95% of our production is returning, and we've got good middle school numbers coming up.
Awesome.
We feel very confident about the way we're heading.
And that's what the successful programs need. It's not going to be a snap of the fingers and all of a sudden you're going to be a winning program. You have to cultivate that. It's like you've got to grow the crop. And that's what's happening there, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We actually put a sign up in our weight room this offseason, and it said, Rome wasn't built in a day, but they were laying bricks every hour. So that's kind of something we've been modeling our rebuild around is, you know, we're not going to do it overnight, but we just got to be consistent day by day.
So tell us about some of the guys this year that when we come out to cover a game or when you've got your full stands, who are the guys that are going to stand out, that the PA announcer is going to be saying their name? Who are those guys this year?
You're going to hear Caleb Weaver's name a lot. He's going to be starting at inside linebacker and running back for us. He's had a tremendous offseason, really bulked up, put about 20 pounds of muscle on. I really expect him to be one of the top runners in the area. And then the other two big names are the quarterback, Austin Tingley. He's got a great arm, really seen the field well, Got some experience under his belt last year. Was the second leading passer in the league last year, and he was only a sophomore. So, and then his go-to target on the outside is Landon Roberts. Landon Roberts has torn the 7-on-7 summer 7-on-7s up. I'm expecting a huge year out of him on the outside.
Awesome. And the numbers look good, not only for this year, but the numbers look good, as you were saying, for upcoming seasons too. So, I mean, East Jackson is staying with 11-man football for the foreseeable future.
That is our plan. Yes, we're looking at about 10 to 12 per class at this time, and that puts us, over 20 on each level.
Yeah.
And we've got a combined middle school team of about 28 signed up. So we're looking to stay with 11-man football for the foreseeable future.
And that's awesome. That's good news. Now, let's talk about the Rugged Cascades. It's a conference where teams at every level just kind of keep beating each other up. It's a great conference to watch in all sports. Now, your thoughts with the conference changing, not this season, but next season, the conference is going to have a little bit of a different look and feel to it.
Absolutely. It's intriguing to think about for us. We don't know which way we're heading, whether it's divisions or play schools of the size. You play teams closest to you. There's a lot of unknowns, but we're not just adding, the schools, we're adding some top-notch schools with high-quality athletic programs as well. So it's very intriguing.
Now, with you being in the unique position where you're not only the football coach, you're also the AD, how much, in your opinion, did football drive the decisions that were made for the Cascades to accept some of these schools in?
I can't really speak too much on that. Just because I didn't take over until after all of the expansion voting was done.
Okay.
But football is the major driver for a lot of decisions when it comes to high school athletics. It's the most watched. It's the most anticipated. I know that for a couple of years, the Cascades has been down a team because Vanderclick Lake happened to go to 8-man football, and there was a want to have a full league schedule. So I think it drove it. I'm not sure it was the only driving factor, but it definitely had something to do with it, in my opinion.
So as AD then, how would you like to see this pan out? Would you like to see a conference with divisions based on location, based on size? What would your preference be, being the athletic director for East Jackson?
I can't speak too much on my preference quite yet. I haven't even had a meeting with the league's other athletic directors yet.
Okay.
So I have that in a couple weeks coming up. I want what's best for everybody, not just for East Jackson, for the whole league. Whatever we come up with, it's got to be something that works for everybody. In football especially, you have playoff point calculations and all that stuff. So size and all, a lot of schools consider, the size of the schools they're playing and all those things. I don't know quite yet what my preference would be. Travel times for schools is going to go into decisions.
Yeah.
It's just something I'll have to wait and see how everybody else is feeling before I can really answer that.
Okay. Now let's wrap up with a football question, specifically with your schedule, before we run out of time here. And now every coach says the most important game is the next one coming up. But if you had to circle the one date and I'm asking you to think outside of that scope, so I don't want your first game of the season maybe to be the answer. But when you look at your schedule and you've got to circle the one that stands out the most, who's that opponent?
I don't want to be the guy that says the first game, but with our group, I really do believe it's the first game. If we can get out with a win, that's a huge confidence builder. And for a group that struggled for quite some time, a win early is something that builds confidence. As far as, looking outside of that, I really think, week two, starting the league schedule with Napoleon, who was a sleeper last year, really played well and beat some teams. Played tough against the top teams in the league. That's a sleeper for me to win the league this year. So week two against Napoleon, if we can come out and play tough against a football team that's bringing back a lot from the second place, third place team last year, I think that's huge for us.
Games one and two going to set the pace for the East Jackson Trojans. Coach, we do appreciate the time. I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and joining us. And we're just so excited to be covering high school football this year. And we're looking forward to coming out and seeing you guys at East Jackson.
Well, thanks for having me. We're looking forward to having you out there.
Joe Niehaus joining us here today, head football coach, athletic director for East Jackson. This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.